Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you who are on the blog tonight. We've been altering back and forth between the prayer line and the blog. We're going to be on the blog tonight. And we'll be beginning, I feel like about 4 or 5 minutes at 9 o'clock, we will begin. God bless you. Amen. Ambassador-elect Fryson, are you on the line? Rush, are you on the line? We'll begin in just a few minutes.
Now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good evening to you, Ambassador Dr. Starr. I'm sorry, Hagen. God bless you. It's good to be here tonight and to be alive and well and ready to give God praise. God bless you. Please tell Bishop Hagen that we're still praying for him. In fact, we're putting him on the prayer list tonight. Amen. God is so good, so magnificent. Amen. When the enemy says we can't, God says we can. And when the enemy has tried to stop this and stop that, God says, go ahead, continue. I'm loving what you're doing, son. Just go ahead and do it. And he gives us ultra awesome help, and I want to thank him for it. I realize, don't say this boastful or proud, but I would be a foolish man not to realize that God, and I emphasize God, G-O-D, capitalized, all caps, is blessing us and helping us and allowing us to do something that's never been done in the history of the world. If you know of it, please let me know so I can stop saying this. And that is to lead people into thanking God 1,000 times a day. Some people have caught it and have started thanking him 2, 3, 4, 5, and some of them 10,000. They've thanked him 10,000 times in a day. What a wonderful, wonderful gift unto the Lord. Why don't you catch it? Why don't you catch it? It would be a blessing to you. Start thanking the Lord 1,000 times a day. Because he does over 9,000, sometimes 10,000 or more things for you in a day's time. From last night's blog time to right now, I could just guideline you into seeing how the Lord has done over 10,000, or let's say 7,000 things for you, if not more. Yeah. Every step you take is needs a praise, because it takes so much energy just to make one step. Folks, I'm telling you. Ask people who are going through strokes how much strength and focus it takes to take one step. Ask the people who are recuperating, who are going to the reconstruction period. Oh, my God. Ask them how much strength it takes to take one step. If you really have ever been there, then you know what I'm talking about. It takes so much concentration and strength to even move your lips and move your fingers. And you can just tell by that dream you had where you couldn't move at all. And you knew if you could just move your finger just a little bit, you'd be able to start maybe moving your hand. It takes so much. God did that. And you take about 5,000 steps a day. Some of you, many more, especially over the weekend. You ran into some people who take at least 65,000 steps over the weekend. God did it all for you. Amen. And he lets your heart beat so many thousands of times a night. And let you breathe at least 1,000 or more times a night. And that, if you just get to count up the cost, counting up all the things he blesses you to do, you would realize that 1,000 thank yous is in order. It's in order. It's a blessing to the kingdom. It's a blessing to God. And if you read that scripture in Revelations about the four beasts around the throne, bowing day and night, saying, holy, you see how many times they bow and cry holy at night. And yet, they are happy to do it. So God has blessed us on this blog line, and whether we realize how many times he's done this or that, just say he's been good to you, and you owe him 1,000 thank yous, if any. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Let me get some prayer requests. Here's our format. We're going to get the prayer requests. If there are none, then we'll just start praising him and thanking him. And we'll thank him for about 15 or 20 minutes. That will get us 1,000 thank yous at least, or more. So if you want your prayer request made known here, and we can thank him 1,000 times for answering your prayer, I tell you, that's a phenomenal thing right there. Phenomenal. Amen. All right. We will do it for you. Amen. Who has a prayer request? I don't want to. Wait. I want to get them right. Sister Peterson? All right, Sister Peterson. How you
doing? I couldn't get you last night. I could hear you last night, but you couldn't hear me.
Well, were you blessed?
Yes, I was. I'm Christian Pepper. I need finances, and I need to restore my strength. I'm tired. My energy is, I'm just kind of tired in my body. I need to recuperate. I need some energy.
Okay, I know what you mean, Sister Peterson. That can drain you many times. But let me tell you something. If he can bless me, he can bless you. If he can bless you, he can bless me.
I believe it. I believe it.
We're both children of God.
I believe it.
And my God, he's an ultra awesome answering, prayer answering God.
He can answer your prayer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Tell you something, he hadn't forgotten you, Sister Peterson. I believe he's going to give you a surprise. Hold on to that.
I need it.
He will
thank
give
God.
You a surprise. Wait, I'm going to ask him. And let's see what the Lord does. All right.
Yes,
all right. All right, anybody else? Tribal, let's come on. Amen. Before we pray.
314, Ambassador Lake Jones.
Renata Jones, God bless you. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing, Dr. Johnson?
God is blessing me.
Amen. I just want to put the young men in St. Louis on the prayer list.
The young men in St. Louis, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, are we going to do debt elimination tonight, Dr. Johnson?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got it. How'd you know? I said it. Okay.
You said it, so I was just making sure.
We'll get them.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
I got them.
It's so much fun, Sister Jones. You know, you're
yes,
just trying to put them somewhere where you won't see them, and then all of a sudden your chief and master comes and says, I want you looking for them everywhere. I want you to find every debt. Oh, I feel the anointing. Every debt you got. In fact, you know what? While I feel this anointing, oh, my God, I know whenever I feel like this, God is getting ready to do something. I want everybody on this blog line tonight, get every debt you got. If you need time, tell me to wait. I'll do it right at the end. Oh, well, I might have to do it twice because I feel this anointing on me now to ask God to cancel debt everywhere. Yeah.
I got it.
Everybody get your debt. If I'm catching some of y'all off guard and you don't have it, I want to just tell you what this is about. The Lord spoke to me and said to tell y'all to look and find every debt you have. Search for the debt. Search for it and get it and put it together as professionally as you can. Put it down where you have a bottom line. Oh, my God. And God is going to make y'all debt-free. Every person who can believe.
Down, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm going to follow up. You know, I'm going to do it tonight. Let's say let's do it tonight, and I'm going to do it again. When, Lord, when? Next night again. Two big nights, debt cancellation. I don't know. See, you got an option. Here's your option. Your option is to go ahead and be in debt and try your best to work hard and pay them. Or the option is to believe God and believe your chief ambassador in all this debt and get them from where they are. Find them, search for them, because I want you to get them on this list. My God, please, Lord, don't make me embarrass myself here. But I feel like hollering. Oh, my God, get them. And get them in the name of Jesus. I want you to get them and bring them to this log line here tonight. All right? You need some more time? Say I need more time.
I have to ring my acting fan right now.
Well, you got all week. I'll do it again next Friday. But I'm going to get those who have them tonight. And God's going to cancel you.
Write your name down. I'm going to help.
Let me tell you something. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. Or even think. All right. Well, you take those debts and Lord, what do you want me to do? Put them on your bosom. Put them by your chest, on your stomach, all on your bosom. All right. You got them? Put them on your
bosom.
Got him. And when you begin to feel the anointing, I just want your faith to go out, and you start just saying, yes, Lord, because he's going to start canceling those debts. You're going to see them fall off of you. He's either going to get money to pay them, or he's going to turn it around, and some of them will be canceled. Yes. Oh, yes. my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, 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 thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, thank you, Jesus. Glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And this is for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Cancel.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Cancel
that. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Top of them in the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Old furniture
and thank God for nurturing. Just do what I'm
supposed to
do.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for new furniture.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Don't think I'm going off here, but just obey me. In the name of Jesus, not me. Obey the Holy Ghost. Lay your hand on your car and holler new.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. I laid my horn and how to do it.
Thank
you, Jesus. New.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of y'all who
thank
got
you.
Old clothes, need new clothes, rake your hand across there and holler new.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Washer and dryer. Lay your hand on your washer and dryer. Holler new.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, don't make me run around this house.
Thank you.